Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Peace up, A-Town Dana.
Okay. We think interview of interviews is about to come your way. You heard the story during the news with Rebecca Crockett, and we'll go through the story here in just a moment. We're getting him lined up on the hotline as we speak.
I love it.
Here's the skinny on the story. A Kansas City man used his professional martial arts training to disarm a man attempting to rob him on Monday night, according to police.
Keyword attempting.
Josh Hengis of Kansas City was walking home on Monday evening when he felt someone grab his shoulder and press a gun against his back, according to the Kansas City Police Department. Hengis used to be a member of the USA judo team. He told police he was heading back from a convenience store around 8:15 in the evening near 41st and Warwick when a 20-year-old man came up behind him. As Hengis turned around, the young man held the gun to Hengis's forehead and then told him to hand over his possessions. We will let Josh Hengis, tell the rest of the story. Good afternoon, Sensei.
Hi, Josh.
That was good. Hey, it's pronounced Hinges.
Thank you, Hinges.
Hinges.
Thank you. That G up.
Thank you, Hinges.
I will pronounce your name however you want.
That's right.
Hinges. Yes, sir. Good.
So you feel the gun in your back, and then before you know it, it is pointed at your forehead. And then what happened? Because you are world trained, do you have to think about doing what you did next, or do you just do it?
No, you just did it. You know, and I don't, this could have been just this incident. It could just be how I am. I have no idea, but in this case, I didn't really feel anything. Just kind of went for it. Once I turned around, I mean, there's nothing but it's on. I mean, I guess my brain, I'm just going, well, it's kind of go time at this point. So muscle memory took over.
And what did you do to the young lad?
Yeah, what are the maneuvers you used?
What you first want to do is you want to get control of the gun. And in judo, you're always it's about gripping. It's about gripping and throwing and holding people down. So it's pretty natural. So once I got the gun hand in control, I was able to do a foot sweep, get him on the ground, convince him to get rid of the gun. I was able to throw the gun, and then I was able to hold him in place. And that's the good thing about judo. It could be pretty rough and violent. You can get tons of injuries and. But there's a way to do it really nice. It's kind of like a warm embrace.
A what embrace?
A very warm, tight embrace.
I see.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Like a hug.
Yes. Yes.
Like a hug of death.
So you're hugging this guy, and the story says you actually were able to have a conversation with him. Did you call 911 as you were embracing him violently?
but pleasurably?
Yeah. Yeah, I had an AirPod in, and I was able to call without, thank God for AirPods. I was able to call and without, you know, needing my hands to touch the phone, which was great. But, you know, we were there for a little while before I called, and we just talked, you know, what, like, why are you doing this? What's happening? And, you know, he was talking about some struggles he was going through, and I said, look, man, I've worked with folks who are underserved and at risk, and I've worked with homeless my entire life. Like, if you'd have asked, I'd have helped, man, and I'll still help you.
And we're going to get to that, Josh. We are going to get to that, because your reaction to all of this is just incredible. But go back to the moment you take him to the ground. You say, hey, Siri, I just went all jujitsu, call 911. What did he first say to you? What was his first reaction when you got him down?
Damn.
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, he was disappointed. He wanted me to let him go. And the fight came right out of him. And that's a good thing about judo. You take the fight out of him without having to beat somebody, which is really good. But yeah, he was a bit demoralized at that point. And I think he knew he wasn't going anywhere. He might as well be zip tied.
Did you just do the foot sweep, or was there another classic judo move that you threw on this cat?
Yeah, I mean, I held him in a rear naked choke.
Rear naked choke.
Yes, it's another one of those warm embraces that kind of takes your breath away, like a lot of folks have in relationships that they're in. Their partner takes their breath away, and in this case, that's what happened with this young guy. But you can do it in a way it's not going to permanently hurt him. You can do it in a way that just keeps control. It's a really good technique to keep someone where you want them for a little while.
Yeah, I just looked it up. I would not want to be embraced that way, Josh. But I'm glad that you were able to disarm him and you weren't hurt and then have a conversation with him, which is incredible. Did anyone else walk by or help you or try to say anything? Not that you needed help.
No, there was no one walked by, which was, I think ultimately was a good thing. Mm-hmm. There was a struggle, and I didn't want anyone else to have to be involved in that in any way. I didn't want anyone to have to see or hear or, you know, cause it can be tough seeing a situation like that. So I felt pretty lucky in that case.
Yeah, Josh, you said earlier that when you had him down in the rear naked choke, that he was telling you guys had a conversation, which I think is remarkable. And at one point he started listing out all the struggles that he was having in life, et cetera. Did he list you as one of those struggles that he was having in life?
That was so funny. No, he did not list that. I think he said a little bit like, hey, this is going to ruin my life, you know, and I think I probably would contribute to that on some degree, but I think it was more out of remorse. I mean, he made a mistake.
Did he say he was sorry, Josh? Not that I believe it necessarily. I think these, more likely than not, he was sorry he got caught with the wrong, quote, victim. But did he apologize?
Yeah, I think that sometimes even getting caught could be the moment where you feel it the heaviest. And I think there's remorse for getting caught, but he was remorseful before the cops came. And when he got cuffed up and was getting put in the car, he looked at me and he said, hey, Josh, I'm really sorry. So that meant a lot, that it wasn't just about me letting him go and scamper off into the night.
Wow.
What happens now? Because he will be charged. It was armed robbery, even though the gun turned out to be a BB gun, which you would not have known at the time, and I don't care either way. That's armed robbery.
Yeah, he's got to own it, right? We live in a society where we say things like that are not okay. So he's got to own that, and I think that's right and true. But I also think that this kid, he deserves a future. I don't want him to be defined by this moment, except that it's a point where he says, I want to do something different. I want to be something better.
So, Josh, it turns out you work with, in your professional life, you work with kids who are struggling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've done it. I've done it a long time. You know, the only thing I've ever been paid to do is to work with folks who are at risk. So, you know, when I was talking to him, it's just, and that's why I don't really take it personally. When I'm working with these folks and they tell me the stories that they tell me and the wrongs that they've done, you want to find a way out. You want to find a way to see that they need to change and they want to. And in the same way, I don't take this personally, even though it happened to me.
Do you feel like in some way, and I hate to make this bigger than it is, but it's interesting to me that you help kids get back on track and your reaction to this 20-year-old is to help him get back on track. So of all the victims he chose. Number one, you took him down, which is the headline grabbing part of this. But number two, you would help him, which I just find incredible.
Oh, yeah, I would absolutely help him. One of the, I mean, I immediately made some calls to Markea, who runs the continuum of care, and said, hey, what can we do to get this guy connected? And, you know, we're working behind the scenes to get that done. And it's interesting because the word judo in Japanese, it means the gentle way. And, like, really transliterated, it means don't be rigid. If you're rigid, you lose. And that's really how I feel about this situation. Being rigid in this time, it's just not helpful. I don't see it as a black and white, and I don't mean race, but I mean like a total right and wrong issue. He's got to own it. He truly does. But I think the last thing I want to do is be more rigid. I think being malleable and seeing the other side and viewing another perspective is the best way. And it's how you take someone down, but it's all change lives.
Hey, Josh, can you hang around, Sensei?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I call you Sensei, or you prefer Josh?
Professor.
All right, Josh.
Professor Hinges. We'll call you whatever you want. And when we come back, the Kansas City Police Department just tweeted they have charged the suspect in his armed robbery.
Get to that in just a moment. 576-7798.
Sweep the lick. You have a problem with that? No, Sensei. No mercy.
Left hand. Wax on. Wax off. Breathe in through nose, out the mouth. Wax on. Wax off.
I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm kind of intimidated by our current guest. Josh Hinges. Kansas City man who disarmed a would-be robber the other night with a foot sweep and then put him in a rear naked choke, which I have no idea what either one of those things are, but they sound painful.
Yeah, nor would you want to be the recipient of one of them. Josh, what age were you when you started training?
I think I was 12, 11 or 12, up in the Northland. It just so happened that it was a situation where I had to walk. Whatever I want to do, I'm going to ride my bike there or walk there. I'm not going to rely on anyone to get me there. I'm going to do it. And the closest place just so happened to be a judo school. So I got really, really lucky. I mean, it could have been anything.
Right.
Hockey sack, bowling, frisbee golf. Turns out it was judo.
That's incredible. The suspect, as I mentioned before break, has been charged. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department just put this out on Twitter. He is 20-year-old London Roulette. And he is charged has been charged with attempted first-degree robbery. Interesting, he has been released from Jackson County custody on a signature bond. Do you have any feeling about that one way or the other, Josh?
What it tells me is that he's remorseful. That's what I truly, genuinely believe. But no, I don't. I'm not necessarily worried about that at all. Justice will happen, and to me, and truly. He's got to own it. He's got to pay this debt. But true justice is a changed heart, because changed heart changes behavior.
When he is eventually released from whatever punishment he receives, would he have to reach out to you, or do you think you would want to reach out to him? You said you'd be willing to help him.
Oh, yeah, I'll probably reach out to him. It's probably awkward or hard. I remember when I was 20 and I messed up. I was trying to hide from it all. So I don't mind taking that role. But I also... It's going to be up to him on some level if he wants to receive it. If, you know, depending on where he's at and what he wants to do with his life. Judo, of course, is always an option for him if that's what he wants to do. Not so that he can get good at robbing people, but just a way to fill the time.
Josh, were you afraid ever? I mean, you had a gun in your back and then a gun to your forehead, or did you just not have time to feel fear?
No, I wasn't afraid. And like I've worked in... I've worked with a lot of folks who've done a lot of crazy things, like working with homeless folks who pull a screwdriver and say, give me the keys to the van, or, you know, I mean, just it's like, I don't know, you just don't feel anything in those situations. And having been in them a bunch of times, not to this degree, I felt nothing. You just kind of go muscle memory. Terminator 2.
You and all Linda Hamilton,
hey,
Josh.
Hey, quit messing with the movie theme. We're going with Karate Kid right now, man. What are you doing?
Sorry, yes.
I mean, we're doing wax on, wax off, sweep the leg, no mercy, yes sensei, no sensei, that kind of stuff.
Can I ask you a question? Are your, and I'm not joking, because I just don't understand if this is an old wives' tale or if this is true, are your hands considered deadly weapons?
I don't think they are.
Because you're a black belt.
I am, but yeah, no, that's a what. Now, I've always wanted to start a business perpetuating that, because I know a ton of people in this field that love to pat themselves on the back, and I could probably make a lot of money off of them, but no, officially that is not a real thing.
It's not a real thing.
Not a real thing at all.
Not even if, like, you're picking up a woman in a bar, my hands are deadly weapons.
Yes. Oh, my God. That is awful.
You know there are guys out there who use that line, Josh.
I know these people. I can name them on air. I mean, this is the most popular radio show in Kansas City, and we can out them all right now.
Name some names. Go. I'm kidding. Don't you dare.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. And lastly, are you competing anymore, Josh? I mean, you should.
Oh, no. I mean, unless we have late-night street tournaments, I think I'm done. My body has been through a ton, and it feels good to feel my hands and feet again.
What's your record?
Oh, I don't know. That's not something you have just hundreds of matches, so it's really tough to keep track.
Because I was going to say, if you said like 150 to 2, I was going to say, is it now 151 to 2?
He wasn't in my weight class, so I don't know how world would count it.
Josh, you've been a good sport, man. We really appreciate it, and I'm so glad you're safe and well.
Josh, you're awesome, and the world needs more people like you, my friend.
You all are amazing. Thanks for all you do for this city. Appreciate you.
Oh, be well,
thank you,
Josh,
for your time.
Be well.
All right. That is Josh Hinges. That is hard to say. Josh Hinges.
He will bang you down like an old screen door.
I beg your pardon? I do beg your pardon.
He calls it the Hinges. 1 minute you're standing up, and the next minute you are not.
How do you follow that? Damn. He's fun. By the way, every hour of this show is podcast at kmbz.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So if you want to hear that interview again or you want a friend to hear that interview, just tell them go to kmbz.com. You can hear every single hour of every single show at kmbz.com if you're that bored. Facing a deadly pandemic, contentious presidential election, and ongoing economic woes, Americans might be forgiven for feeling less festive this holiday season. That is the upshot of a new Gallup poll that shows most consumers plan to significantly cut back on their gift spending this year. Yours truly included, by
the way. Yep, me too. I made that decision last year. Yeah,
we had that conversation last week, in fact. Respondents to the survey conducted over the first 2 weeks of October said they plan to spend an average of $805 on presents this year. That is down from roughly $942 in 2019. That is a nearly 15% average spending drop, a decline that could really hurt retailers still reeling from the economic impact of the coronavirus during the critical year-end shopping period. And here's what else, Dana. I bet a lot more people, not that a lot of people didn't shop online to begin with when it came to Christmas, but I bet a lot more do because they don't want to get out.
Yeah.
More than two dozen retailers have filed for bankruptcy since the pandemic began, including Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, Brooks Brothers, Lord & Taylor, all of them filing for bankruptcy this year. Let me ask you guys this. Because before this story ever, we just saw this story today. We had this conversation, Kelly and I did, last week. What are we going, because.
With each other or with the children? Because that's a separate conversation.
With each other.
Okay.
We've always had a set amount of money that we spend. It's the same amount per kid.
Yeah.
You know, we say, here's how much roughly we think we're going to spend. What do you want? And this year we have cut that number down significantly.
I don't know that we are going to do gifts.
At all.
At all.
Oh.
because I don't want to say I got upset last Christmas, but I did. At just the, it's just too much. There's nothing that anyone needs. And especially during 2020, I think we all are thinking, you know, what can we do to make the world a little bit better? And buying one of the kids another sweater is not in that category.
Mm.
Buying things just doesn't, it just doesn't do anything for me.
But I think you said something similar last year, or 2-3 years ago.
I shouldn't say threaten it. I always say, we are so done doing this. We are so done doing this. And I said last year, why not?
I don't know that you could go at a Christmas without buying every kid at least something.
What I said at the end of last year was, why not instead, and Joe does this, we will take a trip.
Oh.
We will go somewhere. We will create a memory, not crap, that even 11 months later, I don't even know that they're using.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Last year, on average, the American family spent $942 on Christmas. This year, according to a new Gallup survey, they're pretty reputable. The average family is going to spend $805. I mean, kids, if you thought 2020 really sucked, wait till you see that tree.
Wait till you see what Santa's not bringing
you. Wait till you see that tree.
But does it have to be a depressing, awful thing? I suppose it depends on the age of your children. My kids are now of the age where I think they would understand that we don't need a lot of stuff. We just don't. Name something we need right now. I can't.
I could, if I was speaking for Maya, I could tell you Lululemon. I need Lululemon pants.
And I always say I need to go into that store like I need a hole in my head.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
It's ridiculous expensive.
You know you're only paying for that little dot
correct.
On the back.
Correct.
Every other pair of yoga pants looks exactly the same to me. From the text line. 1514. Wow, Dana. I had that exact conversation with my husband the other day. At Christmas time, I get so overwhelmed with the idea of gift giving, and I really just would love to spend time with my family instead of worrying about gifts this year. 2020 done messed us all up.
Right?
Whew.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
How There's you have nothing, nothing under, under you.
Your branches are so shiny and bright, and there's nothing down there. I just feel like it's gotten out of control. It's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bye, 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 bye. And I would love to say to the children, if you can name three things I got you for Christmas last year, we'll continue on this road. You've got to name three things I gave you last year for Christmas.
I could do that easy.
Could you?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to, but I could. I'm not going to bore everybody with what Scott got for Christmas.
My list would be short.
Name one thing you got for Christmas last year.
I can't.
You can't name a single thing you got?
No.
You don't remember what Chris got you last year?
There was an oversight last year.
I beg your pardon?
We'll call it an oversight.
Well, we have a couple minutes till we have to go to the break. Care to share?
I do all the shopping.
Uh-huh.
And that's about all I'm going to say about that.
Did Chris forget to give you a gift?
The children, you know.
No, I don't know.
Did I not tell you this?
No. You got the goose egg last year? Nothing. From
Nothing.
Anyone.
Nothing.
Chris did not get you a gift.
Nothing.
The kids did not get you a gift.
Nothing.
So everybody's opening gifts and you're like, oh, Correct. Here's another one for Sophie.
Correct.
Oh, woo.
Which makes me happy. Which
right.
make it no, it does make me so happy.
But then you got done with all the gift giving and there's nothing under there for you.
Not one. And so
you're lying.
Scott.
Cross your heart.
I am telling you.
Oh my God.
At the end of that day. I didn't say anything. It was, you know, I went out, I raked some leaves, and because it was a warmer day, as I recall.
Did they at least get you a new rake?
And I'm like, we're not ever doing this again. I am literally never doing this again.
So no wonder you don't want to get Christmas gifts this year, give Christmas gifts this year. It's revenge.
No, it is not revenge. It is not that. You know, I just don't need anything. I don't. Card would have been nice, but I don't need
anything. Didn't even
anything.
Get a card?
Well, who gifts a card on Christmas that's not your 100-year-old aunt with $2 in it?
That's where my mom usually puts a very nice check for me.
I know. You know, I just think it's time to get away from the commercialism of that day.
Oh, bitter party of one.
No,
your table is ready.
No,
it
no.
is ready and
no,
food is served. Damn.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than a woman scorned.
Oh, it was a day. I called Mindy and I'm like,
did you cry?
I didn't cry. I was like, tell me I'm crazy for being upset. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. The whole family forgot you?
They're young.
Chris ain't.
I commissioned a painting for him. A painting.
Ryan in Kansas City, pray tell that you're a psychologist. Please say you're a psychologist.
I actually have a solution for that one, Dana. I buy my own Christmas gifts and I wrap them and put them under the tree. Under
yeah, but
the
isn't
tree.
That a little depressing, Ryan?
No, I get exactly what I want. And I can make it as expensive as I want to, and nobody has to guess or disappoint me.
To me, from me. And I love it every year.
Yeah, I just put it from Santa. Because Santa, you know, he's doesn't care about any person. He just cares about everybody. And
that's not a little
exactly
depressing. That's not like a little depressing.
A little bit, but it was fun.
Okay.
But for my kids, I raised five kids, and at one time, they were teenagers. And trying to guess what five teenagers want was ridiculous.
Right.
So I said, here's how much money I have for each of you. I will take you shopping anywhere you want and buy those gifts until that money is gone. And then we'll take them home, we'll wrap them up, and you can open them on Christmas. And they loved it. They thought it was the greatest thing. They spent it down to the penny.
I bet they did.
Of course they did.
I bet they did.
Of a white Christmas.
My heart breaks for you.
No,
yes.
I was fine after about
2 weeks.
About 360 days, I got up. No, I was fine after, I don't know.
Did you say anything?
No.
Like, did you look around and go,
nope,
is this
no,
a
I
joke?
I did not say a word.
Am I getting punked?
I was fine after like 6 hours.
Where's Borat?
No. I think there are probably a lot of moms listening that go through this.
Oh, man.
Because the mom, I mean, you know, the mom is the one that is the shopper, usually.
No, that's not true.
Oh, I shopped.
Because somebody's got to shop for mom.
Well, they didn't, Scott.
Wow.
I can't believe I never told you this.
Chris didn't get you anything?
Do you know what we do? And this is it's a cop-out.
You get everybody gifts and they don't get you crap.
Right. Like 3 months before, you know how there are some couples who will do this. Do you want to just go out and buy, you know, your microphone that you need and we'll just call that good? You know, like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
576-7798. Man, the things we learn. Took me 10 months, but I found out Dana didn't get jack squat for Christmas last year. Oh, boy.
Oh, look at Rhonda on line one. Oh, my God.
But let's get Jacob from Platte City in first.
Maybe we get each other like a $10 gift card, and we haven't done that in years. She usually insists on having to try and buy me something every year. I tell her not to, because, I mean, it's kind of pointless to us. I think different this year, because I got a daughter now, so there'll be some gifts for her. But beyond that, Christmas has been simple for us for a long time.
You get $10 gift cards for each other?
Yeah.
Like, try not to spend it all in one place, bud.
Not mainly for us, but for everybody else that we actually feel worthy of giving gifts to.
But do you know what, Jacob? Even a $10...
At least it tells you that you were thought of.
Yes, even a $10 Starbucks card makes me so happy. We give those out to teachers, because the next time you're in line for a coffee or whatever, you hand that over and you're like, oh, got myself a coffee. I mean, that it doesn't have to be something of extreme monetary value.
Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing well, thanks. Go ahead.
So my boyfriend and I were in our 50s, and we started dating October of 2017.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting a whole lot for Christmas that year, and he came through, beautiful necklace, beautiful robe. So we're still together, and Christmas the next year, we're with all of his kids, three of his kids, my son. We're going around opening gifts, and he gets out, and he goes to the Christmas tree, and he pulls a card out. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. You know, card, gift card probably. And I open it up, and everyone's watching, and it says, I owe you a Christmas gift. Oh. No, I didn't know quite how to handle it, but bless his heart. He is the most kind-hearted guy.
No, there's no bless your heart. He does not get a bless your heart for that.
We're building a house together now, but I'll tell you, he's at a loss nowadays what to get me for Christmas. That first Christmas was great, and now it's like,
and I don't know what to get owe them. You.
He wrote, I owe you a Christmas gift. So anyway, I just had to share.
Did he ever pay up?
No.
Who does anyone ever pay up a paper IOU? No.
He never got you a gift after all?
No, but you know what? He's building us a house. So I can't. I mean, he's a great guy. He's the best guy I've ever been with. So bless his heart. If he's listening, I love you, baby, because we both listen to you guys every day. So I just had to share. Dana, don't feel too bad.
Feel too bad. She got everybody else a gift and nobody got her.
Well,
jack
but
squat.
I did too. Rhonda, I think the IOU is worse. I really do.
Well, on his behalf, he did get me a set of tires for the car. Does that help?
No. Tires, that is life maintenance. That is not a gift.
That's car maintenance, technically.
IOU. The next time he wants some loving, Rhonda, you know what you say to him?
IOU.
IOU.
Some loving. News is next here on Dana and Park. My dreams are depending through the dark. Ascends the pounding of her heart next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto
Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.